At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thursday, but more importantly, happy Kicks for Kids Day.
Today's the day.
Today is the day, probably one of the most important days on the KISW calendar, where we want to hit a goal of $20,000, and that will make such a big difference in the lives of local children in need through the fine folks at Mary's Place.
And for those that don't know Mary's Place is this awesome organization that will help people who have hit some hard, hard times. And give them a shelter and a place to live so that they're not out on the streets. And these are families. So we don't want to see kids out on the streets. So they do an incredible job. We've been there. They're just awesome, awesome individuals. And every year we try and start off the school year right for these kids so that they could go to school with a little level of confidence because they got some brand new shoes on their feet. Because kids, I mean, I remember that too. Like, you're always so fired up to show off the new Nikes and the new Converse that you're wearing.
And what's really cool is when you make the donation, it's not like we just go out and just give them whatever, you know, pair of shoes all willy-nilly. You get to actually go and pick these shoes out yourself as the kid. So that is a really special thing, having that, you know, that sense of ownership over the actual pair of shoes that you get to wear. Plus, if you donate $169, it's like a very special 69 Club. If you donate $169 this morning, we will play whatever song you put in the comments.
Yeah, and before I give somebody in this room a hard time, shout out to Janine Kirkpatrick. She donated $200 for Kicks for Kids, saying, I love that KSW helps kids in need. Keep up the good work. Thank you. James Frith donated $50 to Kicks for Kids yesterday. Colleen Nielsen donated $25. And that's a perfect example. $25 helps. $50 helps. $200 helps. And like you mentioned, if you donate $169 to Kicks for Kids today, put in the comments, because there's a little section for the comments. You could write what song you want us to play.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Taryn Daly.
Okay.
Very generous, and I got to give you kudos for that.
Thank you.
So before I give you a hard time, let's start with the good stuff. You donated $169.
I did.
But I feel like you did it because you want a certain song to be played.
I do.
Danny?
What song?
Should we just start off with it? I mean, after the DMD?
Sure.
If you can find Rush's YYZ.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sure it's in there.
It's in there. Yeah. I already checked this morning.
Ding, 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 ding.
Do you know what that... Do you know what that sound is at the beginning?
A ride cymbal?
It's Morse code for the Toronto airport.
Of course.
It is. YYZ, baby.
You know what the funny thing is? I found it in here. Oh, okay. I thought we only had the live version for a second.
So you got to donate...
That's the best one.
You got to donate $269 for the live version, because I feel like that goes on for a minute.
Yeah. Well, you can head to KISW.com and make a donation to support Kicks for Kids. Right now, though...
Also, if you donate $500 or more, and you got anything that you want to promote, anything, we'll put you on the air.
Yeah. Like,
you know, if it's a business, it's a band, it's a whatever, it's your flea market, it's your yard sale, it's something that you got on Facebook Marketplace that you're trying to sell. You donate $500, we'll put you on the air this morning.
We will make that platform all about you. Right now, though, the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and happy National Avocado Day, but more importantly, happy Kicks for Kids Day.
Yes.
And again, go to KISW.com. Let's raise as much money as possible. We're a little over $6,700 raised so far, so be awesome if we go crush that goal before the show's over. Mariners lost last night, but who cares? They lost 5-4. That's the bad news, but the good news, they won big time when it comes to this season, as CBS Sports broke the story.
Breaking news out of Major League Baseball. The Mariners have won the Geno Suarez sweepstakes as Seattle makes a trade with Arizona. Suarez, the top bat on the trade market, rejoins Seattle after spending 2022 and 2023 in the Pacific Northwest. Suarez has 36 home runs and his 87 RBI. Are tied with Cal Raleigh for most in the majors.
Welcome back.
Yeah, good vibes only, baby.
Let's go.
This is so exciting. Also, they picked up a relief pitcher as well, so that was pretty cool from, I think, the Pittsburgh Pirates. But as far as how excited should we get, well, here's CBS Sports, I guess he's a baseball analyst, sorry, he's not a football analyst, Chris Welsh, and he talked about the trade with CBS Sports and if it was a good one for the Mariners.
In terms of what people really want to see in Seattle, is a world championship. And it's not out of the question to sit here and go, the Mariners are World Series contenders with this move. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Emphatically agree with you. I mean, this is the move that they had to do. I'll tell you this, I don't think they're done.
Ooh.
This is our year, baby.
Trade deadline's today. I have to say, I don't understand what's going on. As a longtime Mariners fan, I think we all agree. When has this team done something like this before where it's just like, look, there's a chance we can't waste this season that Cal Raleigh's having. We can't waste this great starting pitching. We can't waste having an awesome closer. And they're actually doing stuff to make sure that this team's a contender.
It's about damn time.
It took forever, but I'm okay. I'm all here for it.
Now, speaking of the Mariners, Cal Raleigh is now teaming up with Scuttlebutt Brewing in Everett. They're going to be releasing Big Dumper Beer, which is a crisp lager.
Amazing.
And it'll launch in August, which, by the way, August, if you didn't know, starts tomorrow.
Also, if I'm Scuttlebutt, I love the connection, Scuttlebutt, Big Dumper.
That's
they
so
should
great.
Actually change the name of the company to Scuttle Dumper.
I love it. Let's go.
Hey, as far as, also Seahawks, they just, a lot of great stuff going on in the world of Seattle sports. Just extended general manager John Schneider's contract through 2031. So that's very exciting news. Well, if you like John Schneider, it's very exciting news. If you don't, then you're probably very angry right now and you're shaking your fist at a cloud. Hey, as far as weather, 80 degrees is going to be our high. It's going to be a nice sunny day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
It is, in fact, Kicks for Kids Day, Rockaholics. And if you donate $169 like I did this morning, we'll play any song that you want to hear.
And this is proof of it.
Go to KISW.com and support Kicks for Kids as Mary's Place children get ready to go back to school.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Steve Miggs, today is a very important day.
Yes.
It is Kicks for Kids Day, where we do everything in our power to hit our goal and put as many brand new pairs of sneakers on local children in need as we possibly can.
So any amount, whatever you can afford. It could be $5, it could be $25, it could be $500, or it could be even like some Rockaholics have anonymously donated $1,000. And, you know, put it in the comments too, whatever. If you want us to promote something, whatever amount you put down, we'll give a shout out to whatever it is you want. Just put it in the comments. Go to KISW.com and make the donation right now.
We are so excited to have Dominique Alex with us this morning, the Chief Executive Officer role at Mary's Place. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning. So happy to be here with you all.
So we have been teaming up with Mary's Place for several years now, raising money to help children whose families are, you know, experiencing some form of need to buy brand new sneakers for them as they get ready to go back to school. And maybe you could speak to just kind of the confidence boost that that gives some of the kids that you interact with at Mary's Place.
This partnership with you all has been absolutely amazing for the kids that we serve in our community. Since 2020, we have been able to raise $170,000. Yes.
Let's get to 200 this year.
Yeah, I love it.
Amazing. And that's over 3,400 pairs of shoes. So one of the things that I would say is that when kids have the opportunity to choose a pair of shoes to start school, the confidence boost, the dignity, and just that when you look good, you feel good going to school. I love seeing their smiles going on that first day of school.
I remember one time swinging by one of the shelters from Mary's Place and handing out the gift cards to some of the kids and seeing the look on their face. Like, it wasn't like, here are some shoes, do what you will with them. Like, you know, it wasn't like, you're like, here's a pair of shoes that maybe you don't want. It was just like that look like, wait, I could go to Nike and get a pair of shoes that I want, or Converse, or whatever the brand is that they're into, and purchase one that they specifically want. I didn't realize it would hit me as hard as it did, but I was like, man, I guess I never realized just how lucky and fortunate I've been growing up that you had those opportunities, and to be able to see a kid had that opportunity finally, maybe for the first time ever, was beyond powerful.
It is. Oftentimes kids come into shelter with just the clothes on their back and leaving their favorite things behind. That could have been their favorite pair of shoes, you know, their belongings that oftentimes we take for granted that we get to take with us to our next place. And so that experience of like not only getting the gift of a brand new pair of shoes, but the choice, right? Yeah. You get to go choose what you want, and someone's not just giving you something that you make do with. So that's the incredible gift to our kids.
We're talking with CEO of Mary's Place, Dominique Alex. How many families is Mary's Place working with in a year? How many kids are you guys serving in the course of a year, ballpark?
Yeah, so our kids that we're serving are over 3,000 kids last year. 60% of the population within our shelters, our outreach program, and our prevention program. So we are having so much impact with kids. And a lot of those kids are under the age of 8, but we also have middle school and high school kids. And so the impact of, you know, a child of that age having the opportunity to have a new pair of shoes is just amazing.
And we got to put the Rockaholics to the challenge. And I know in the past, we, like you said, we've raised $170,000, close to $200,000. Our goal this year is $20,000, which I feel like we could exceed. And we've done that in the past. And hopefully the Rockaholics can step up like they have in the past. Because I think that's something, even before we had kids, like kids just mean so much to all of us. And now being a dad, and I know you being a mom, and Danny's a dad as well. Like the idea of a kid not being able to have a brand new pair of shoes just kind of just, it just breaks your heart. So $5, $10, $100, whatever you can donate.
I do want to share a story, because one of the favorite stories that I had just last year is there was a young lady that was trying out for her basketball team, and she had a pair of Vans, so kind of like more of like a skater shoe, right? And that's all she had. And so she came to us and said, I really want to go to tryouts, but I need some new shoes and for basketball very right. specifically. And so,
you know, Sixers like fans aren't probably the best type of shoe to wear on the court.
No. Yeah. So she also needed some shorts for her practice. And so she had the opportunity to get a brand new pair of basketball shoes and a pair of shorts to wear to practice and try out for the week. And she came home, she made the team. And it was all because of the support of the generous listeners and this amazing partnership with you all.
Well, Dominique, thank you for coming in this morning and helping us kick off Kicks for Kids. This is a very exciting program that we get to do with you guys, and we're just excited to raise as much money as we possibly can for Mary's Place Kids.
Thank you guys so much, and to all you listeners, we appreciate your generosity and support over the years, and let's get the kicks going.
And donate right now at KSW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is Kicks for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and we cannot say thank you enough for the work that's already been done. But we've got a little ways to go, Steve Miggs.
Yes,
and we have
do.
Some major, major incentives to help you reach deep into your wallets today. If you donate $169, we will play whatever song you want to hear today.
And sometimes, you know what, be careful for what you wish for. Because already this morning, you donated $169. We had to sit through Rush's YYZ. A lot of people are like, how long is this song?
Oh, not long enough.
I've made a donation. Maybe we'll get to that song later on today. We've also got another great donation from a guy by the name of Ken Carpenter. Hopefully we'll get to his song very soon as well. But the next donation that we got, as soon as we mentioned that, and hey, we're going to do whatever we can. Somebody by the name of John Ranger donated $169. And I think it's a love-hate thing. I feel like he loves Kicks for Kids, but might hate us and all the Rockaholics, because what he wants to hear is Give Me More, the Britney Bitch song. By Britney Spears.
Let's do it.
It's Britney, bitch.
It has been about 2 months since Josh Freese and the Foo Fighters parted ways, and now they've reportedly brought on a new drummer.
Yes.
His name is Elon Rubin, formerly of Nine Inch Nails, as their new drummer, and then Josh Freese is going to be going back to Nine Inch Nails.
I know. It's part of the trade with the Mariners. Mariners got Suarez. The Nine Inch Nails, they got Josh Freese, and then the Foo Fighters got Elon.
What a big day. Rubin also played with Paramore and Angels and Airwaves and had been playing with Nine Inch Nails for more than 10 years, about 15 years.
He's a member of the Hall of Fame. He's one of the youngest people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he was playing drums with Nine Inch Nails when they got inducted into the Hall of Fame, which is crazy. I did not even know anything about this guy, so I went online just to kind of see who is this guy? Why did the Foo Fighters feel like they needed him over Josh Freese? Because that was a very polarizing thing with some fans. I come across this video and I got it instantly. Here's a little bit of a take on this song. Now, I'm a massive drummer nerd, so instantly when I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, I get it. Dave Grohl is such a huge Led Zeppelin fan, such a big John Bonham fan, to the point where he has tattoos of Led Zeppelin on his body. This dude is like the spirit animal of John Bonham. He gives off massive John Bonham vibes. And I'm like, I kind of think that's where this band's trying to go. And maybe he just saw that style of drumming as being the perfect style. Because Josh Freese is a great drummer.
Sure.
But also Josh Freese is a certain way of playing.
Yeah.
And this is super nerdy drummer stuff. But I feel like bringing Elon on is maybe going to change the overall sound and vibe of the Foo Fighters, which gets me kind of fired up.
I can feel that. In the room, Steve, you are fired up.
Well, it also got me thinking, and I was thinking about you guys too, because I was like, okay, well, I do believe that a drummer can change a band drastically.
Absolutely.
So I found a few examples of how a drummer has made a band better.
Like when Ryan Castle steps off the stage and you step on the stage, it improves the KISW New Originals.
No, I'm saying about how it makes it better, not worse. All right, so I have a few examples. Are you ready for the first one? Taryn, I think you'll appreciate this one. Actually, Dan, you'll appreciate this one. I thought Blink-182, great band with Scott on the drums, a really good punk rock band. Once they brought Travis Barker into the mix, they became world beaters.
Oh, yeah, and still are because of Travis Barker.
He's a freak.
It's insane how good of a drummer that dude is.
Yeah.
So good. Can we just play this whole song?
Well, for $169, we certainly can there, DJ. DJ, Danny. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. All right, this one, I think, Taryn, you'll appreciate.
Yeah!
Which, oddly enough, you paid $169 to hear this morning.
I did. John Retzi was the original drummer.
Some would say they were kind of like a bar band. And then all of a sudden, Rush brings in Neil Peart.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They become such a different sounding band.
That first album was so classic rock, and then they became very proggy with the Professor.
And not only did he help them overall sound with the music, but also the lyrics, because he became one of the band's main lyricists. So
correct.
Without Neil Peart, I mean, Rush probably wouldn't be Rush.
Oh, R.I.P. Professor.
Another example. AC/DC brings in, was it Phil Rudd?
Yes.
Keeps it simple. I think makes the band sound better. And I got one more, and I truly believe that this band would have never reached the heights of success that they would have reached had they not gotten this guy behind the kit. Well, I'm sailing, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chad Smith, I think finally he is getting, as the kids would say, his flowers.
Yes!
Where people are talking about how great of a drummer he is. But man, when he came on board for Mother's Milk and then this record, Blood Sugar Sex Magic, he just brought a funked and just a powerhouse sound to the band.
You are absolutely correct, Steve.
See, drummers are important.
A little bit.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to try to beat Steve Migs this morning? This man's record is 253 wins, 80 losses, and 62 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you want to play Beat Migs at 650. And a reminder, it is Kicks for Kids Day. So if you donate $169, we will play whatever song you want to hear. Case in point, we played Britney Spears earlier.
Yes, and a lot of people are like, I'm glad that I found out why you were doing it. I got scared that there was a format change. No, don't worry. But there will be some weird songs, and I'm looking at some of the donations, and I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get to all of these, so we might have to take a pause. We'll get to as many as we can, of course, but man, some interesting ones. And also shout out to some rockaholics. $100 from John Raines in the memory of Erin Elizabeth Cook, who left us back in 2022. I love you and miss you every day. And that's from John. John, you are the man. That is so cool of you to make that donation. And $50 from Trina Brambach, and she wrote, let's go.
Let's go. And Steve Migs, I'm noticing that you made a donation in the amount of $169.
I was inspired by you because you got to play your favorite band, Rush, a song that's not Tom Sawyer on the radio. And I'm like, you know what? We always see eye to eye about certain, like, for you, it's Rush. You're like, there's better songs than just Tom Sawyer. But that's the one we always play. And for me, it's always Faith No More. Mm. I'm like, there's better songs than Epic. Epic's a great song. But for $169, I was willing to drop down and throw down. Words are hard.
You can drop down too if you want.
I'm going to drop down and listen to this one. It's Midlife Crisis from Faith No More.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.